This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, we hear about a new turn in the sport of NASCAR racing. First, anyone reading the papers, watching the news, or listening to NPR knows that reporters are now devoting large chunks of their debate coverage to picking apart the half-truths offered by each side. And there is an ongoing debate inside the journalistic community about calling candidates on their truthfulness. Joining us from Washington is Washington Post media columnist Howard Kurtz. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
I think this debate started when the political director of ABC News, Mark Halperin, sent out an internal memo to his reporters warning that President Bush has gone farther than Senator Kerry in distorting the truth during the campaign. He said distorting the truth was an essential part of Mr. Bush's campaign. It caused quite a stir.
And that memo has been mischaracterized by some conservative folks. Halperin is not saying that it's the job of the media to be tougher on Bush than on Kerry or to aim more of their firepower at the president. What he's saying is, let's not have a false equivalence. If one candidate is engaging in a lot of distortions, serious distortions, and one candidate is engaging in only a few distortions and exaggerations, then the coverage should reflect that rather than trying to be on the one hand, on the other hand.
Senator Kerry last night in the debate kind of hearkened to this question. He cited a couple of news organizations in his response to one question, saying that these news organizations had said that President Bush was untruthful or distorting things. The president responded with a joking aside that he wasn't sure anyone should cite a news organization as a reliable source. I think he was talking about Dan Rather, but this is something they're talking about.
I didn't think the president was all that joking. I think he was exhibiting his disdain for the media. And what the Senator Kerry was talking about were checks on the president's ads, which accused John Kerry of pushing a government-run health care plan. That is not accurate. That is not true. I have written this. I do all the ad checking for the Washington Post. I've written this myself several times. Kerry's plan may be a bad plan. It may be an overly expensive plan, but it is not a government-run plan. It does not. It builds on the current existing system of private insurance. So the question is, do we in the press let the president get away with repeating that kind of falsehood? And what Senator Kerry tried to do was to use some of those media critiques and bring them to a larger audience by citing them in the debate.
Isn't there a danger that the press is going to get tagged as being pro-Senator Kerry if this goes on like this?
I don't think so, because the press has also been aggressive in blowing the whistle on factual misstatements and exaggerations by Kerry. Quick example, Kerry repeatedly says that the war in Iraq had cost $200 billion. Well, that's the estimate, but to date it's only cost $120 billion. In the debate, he corrected himself finally. He used the 120 figure and said it was expected to go up to as much as $200 billion. So I think that as long as anytime either of these guys steps off the factual line and reporters who do this sort of fact-checking blow the whistle, this is good journalism. This is what we should be doing. Just to simply report that, well, Kerry made a charge and Bush said it was false and Kerry responded that the president was lying, that doesn't help readers and viewers untangle the factual accuracy here. I think this is part of our job, and we shouldn't overly worry about where the chips may fall.
You know, there's a whole dictionary of euphemisms for the word lying that we employ in covering something like a debate or indeed a political campaign. A candidate's statements aren't consistent with the facts, or they're perhaps incorrect, or it's misleading or misstatement. Should we just say lying?
Well, in rare cases, you might use the L word. I tend to stay away from it because it implies a level of maliciousness that is not always necessarily there. There are always factual disputes in a campaign. That's part of what campaigns are about. Each side will bury you with studies and experts that happen to be favorable to their point of view. But I do think that we can simply say, and still be fair in journalism, that there was no evidence to support this charge. That in fact it's contradicted by other facts. And it's inconsistent with what the president said 2 years ago, for example. He said he had never claimed he wasn't that worried about Osama bin Laden. Well, CNN trotted out the about 15 minutes after the debate ended, of the president saying that very thing in front of cameras. So I think that is the way for us to be effective without impugning the motives of candidates by using the word lying.
Howard Kurtz covers media for The Washington Post. Howard, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you.